Oh, really? Boy, I had them framed and with the slam high on the wall. Of course, how many people were on the radio come by to see them hanging high on the wall? I got some things out there too, certificates from the local. For the Dara Club here that's sponsored, that started and sponsored the Baitingham Mission since 1952. So, they give out a monthly member initiation, award initiation, achievements and all that stuff. And there's some others out there hanging on the wall, I can't remember. Mostly just stuff like net participation, a net participant, that kind of thing.
Yeah, when they got my certificate, of course, it was all on RF before the internet and everything else. It was all done mobile too. When I was driving around, just making contacts, mobile, mostly simplex. As a matter of fact, very few repeaters are up there. Okay, I'm gonna drop out here again and see how my coffee's going. Be back in 9 a.m.
Tell you what, Bob, we need to talk more about that because a lot of these people are there that don't. Number one, they don't know of it, or number two, they don't remember it, and I want to bring that out publicly and in the know so people are aware of it. So they can, a lot of that history has a presence today to let people know where we need to go, where we need to stay, and so forth. And I'm a proponent of that thing, so I appreciate you bringing that up there. Yeah, simplex, 220 simplex is a great thing. Probably one of my best deals. I am not a fan of digital, but I'm not going to talk against it, but I think there is a reason why so many analog repeaters and so forth have dropped out. So go ahead and get the coffee there, deal. And Tony has left the building. So we'll see if anybody else is out here wants to get involved. On the 220 here on Tuesday, cold Tuesday morning here in Dayton, Ohio, there, over.